Well, desire and interest in your prayers and in your attention today. We're not here to overwhelm you with any kind of abilities that I have myself, but I am here to try to share with you something I feel like the Lord's inspired us with. I'd like to turn to Romans, the 12th chapter. We've spoke from this chapter recently in a different line of thought, but I'd like to turn to Romans chapter 12, kind of a special chapter in my mind because my mother had committed that this chapter to memory, and I remember her quoting it by and large without error after I was pretty good sized, and I always thought it was amazing that my mother could remember the whole chapter. After so many years, she'd learned it as a young person, probably a teenager or so. But just like to look at the first verse, take this as our text this morning. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So the subject that I'd like for us to address with the help of the Lord is, what is reasonable service? And I don't know what comes to your mind about reasonable service. But I have to begin to take that apart myself and have to ask myself, what is reasonable? And as I consider what is reasonable, I recognize that reasonable doesn't mean the same thing to every one of us. In fact, that's the part that I'd like for us to get a hold of this morning, is that reasonable can mean different things to every one of us. So what is reasonable? I'm going to try to make this as understandable as possible by using some things that have happened to me in everyday life. And so, since Anita and I have been married, I've told this before, she many times will take leftovers and add cheese to it, and can make something that almost disguises what it originally was, but it's good. I've enjoyed it. I've prospered physically from eating or cooking for many years. And so in my mind, in her mind, adding cheese to some dish that she had made is perfectly reasonable. But I grew up in a home where that wasn't reasonable. My mother didn't like cheese. She didn't like what it looked like. She didn't like what it smelled like. And she certainly didn't like what it tastes like. The only time that we got cheese was cheese that was in a slice that we could put on our sandwich. And she cringed when we ate it. Or my dad would buy some cheese and it would be hiding in the refrigerator somewheres. And my dad and I would eat this cheese. And she thought that it was not reasonable to eat cheese. And I don't know where each one of us stand on that point here this morning, but the point I want us to get is, some of you think that eating cheese is very reasonable. You like it. And there might be someone here this morning, and not because you're allergic to it or anything like that, that just the thought of eating cheese is not acceptable to you. It's not reasonable. You don't know why anyone would want to eat cheese. So, all of us have a different reasonable level of acceptability in many things. I could go around the room today and ask you, what is a reasonable time to get up and get dressed and get going in the morning? And I would get a different answer from depending on who I ask. Most of us here know that, I don't want to put Brother David on the spot, but most of us know that it's reasonable to him to get up in the morning and go outside maybe before daylight and to look up and see the stars. You've heard him testify about the beauty that he sees in the skies, and some of you have never seen that. Because it's not reasonable to you to get up before the sun gets up. I know people that it's very reasonable for them to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and by 8 o'clock in the evening, they're done. It's just reasonable to them. And you might be someone that it's perfectly reasonable to lay in the bed till noon. And there others think that that's absurd. Why would somebody lay in bed till noon? It's like, I don't get it. You understand what I'm saying? What is reasonable in many things, one person looks at it from one perspective and somebody else looks at it from a different perspective. Expectations. This is where reasonable many times is where the rubber meets the road. The scripture we're using for a text, the Apostle Paul said that he was entreating, he was beseeching those he was writing to that you present your bodies a reasonable service. It made sense to him. So I'm trying for us to get us to thinking about what's reasonable, and we all have reasonable expectations, right? You have reasonable expectations about marriage. Anybody had some expectations about marriage? I did. My wife did. And we found out after we got married that they weren't necessarily the same. We have reasonable, in our mind, it's reasonable for me to expect something from her. She has reasonable expectations from me. And over 37 years, we've realized that that's not always been the same. And I venture that you are experiencing the same types of things. That some things that's reasonable to him is not reasonable to her. We have reasonable expectations about an occupation. What I'm expected to contribute and what I'm expected to get compensated for. And sometimes our employer's expectations and my expectations are not the same. But they're both reasonable. The employer says, I think you ought to be here 15 minutes ahead of time and be ready to start actually working by whatever that time is, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, whatever the shift is you work. Don't come in at that time and go through your routine and start 15 minutes later. That's not acceptable. That might be an expectation. Maybe you don't face that, but maybe you have an expectation of when I finish the job to be paid and not somebody saying, can I pay you in 2 weeks? Can I pay you the first of the month? And many times that expectation is where conflict comes up. Expectation of children. Parents have expectations for their children, and children have expectations for parents. And we train one another's we train our children to have certain expectations, and they probably train us to a certain extent. We have expectations for friends, for family. We have expectations for a congregation, for health. We have financial expectations. And the scripture we read tells us that God has some expectations for us. And we as individuals have expectations out of God. And the question is, are they reasonable? What's my reasonable expectations? Just like reasonable service. Is it reasonable to expect God to keep me from ever stumping my toe? Is it reasonable to expect my wife to iron my work clothes when I'm going to go out and get them all smudged up with grease or whatever? Is that reasonable? There may be some times that our expectations are not reasonable for the other people or even for the situation. Is it reasonable for us to not assume any responsibility for the outcome of a group effort? Is that reasonable? It might be in your mind. And somebody else says that's not reasonable. Somebody needs to be responsible. I want us to think about this morning, what's reasonable? Is it reasonable to stop working so you can conserve enough energy so you can play? Is that reasonable in your mind? There's people here, probably, that says playing is for another day. The reasonable thing is to work until the job's done. And some of you may say, well, it's only reasonable that we stop at a specific time, whether the job's done or not, so I have enough energy to do something with my children, with my family. We stopped a little earlier than probably we would have typically yesterday because there was something the boys and I wanted to be involved in, and it was reasonable yesterday. I want us to think, what's reasonable to you? And what impacts our reason? Why is it reasonable? Is problem solving reasonable? I think it is. I make my living solving problems. So I think it's a reasonable thing. Did you know there's people that don't feel like problem solving is reasonable at all? They eliminate problems. You got a problem with something? Throw it to the side and go buy something different. Your washing machine quits washing? The last thing you want to do, some people, it's not even in their scope of this makes sense to try to repair it. It's get somebody to haul it off. I'll buy another one. Got a lawnmower that don't mow? Won't run? Push it out to the curb. You go buy another one. That's some people's, that's reasonable to some people. To other people, that's absurd. That's not reasonable. We ought to fix what breaks. You see? How do we solve problems? Do we try to investigate? That might sound reasonable to some of you. And some of you, it might be reasonable to find someone to blame or circumstances to blame. Well, the reason that your lawnmower don't run is because you left it parked outside. You're looking for something to blame. Is that reasonable? I want you to think this morning. The Apostle Paul said, there was something that was reasonable. It made perfect sense to him. But it don't always make sense to everybody. It's kind of like, I ought to love my Savior. That sounds reasonable to me. And I hope it's reasonable to you. Because if it is, it'll cause us to make adjustments in our life. If something's not reasonable, we will push against it. We won't accept it. Is avoiding conflict reasonable to you? What does reasonable service mean? The Apostle Paul said, to present your bodies to God, a living sacrifice, is your reasonable service. So what's reasonable service? It's got to make sense to you, right? It's got to be something you believe in. This is what I ought to do, and this is how I ought to act. Does it mean a lick and a promise? That's one of those phrases I was raised on. One attempt and a vow to do better later. Is that what it means? I tried to fix the washing machine. I'll try to do better next time. Maybe all you did was unplug it and plug it back in. We had a washing machine for a while that it would start doing some weird things and the lights flickering on it and making funny noises, and you could unplug it and leave the room for a little while and plug it back in and it would decide to work again. I didn't really fix anything, but it would just straighten up on its own. Well, if it'll ever quit where it won't work at all, then maybe I can fix it. Is that reasonable? It might be reasonable if I said you don't owe me anything, but it might be unreasonable if I said you owe me $150 for coming out to your house. I don't fix washing machines, by the way, but I'm just wanting us to think about what is reasonable service. Does it mean typical? Does it mean average? Does it mean better than failure or that you just tried? Would your reasonable service impress anybody? You know, I grew up in a time when gas pumps had the little glass ball on the front with the little BB that went round and around. And have y'all ever seen some of those? And it said Ethel and regular on the pump. And then they got the new pump that said no lead on it. And if you wanted some gas, there would be, you drove across the hose in the driveway and it dinged inside and someone came out and put the nozzle in and said, how much you buying? And you'd say, fill it up or give me $5 worth or whatever it was. But if I pulled up to the gas pump today and stayed in my car and rolled the window down, I'd still be there tomorrow, because it's not reasonable for someone to come out today and say, how much you buying? There's very, very few places that come out and offer to check the oil and wash your windshield, because it's not reasonable now. We've adjusted what's reasonable. And it's reasonable service today for us to swipe our credit card, pump the gas, and expect a receipt to come out if we said yes when it asks us the question on the screen. That's reasonable today. It would have been absurd when I was a child to hand a credit card. We actually had some of those. And hand them a credit card and expect them to give us a receipt right there at the pump. That would have been completely unreasonable. But there's things that's changed. So what's reasonable in a service to the Lord? Average? What's the average person that professes to be a Christian do? Is that reasonable service? Do we leave the thought in someone's mind, well, I wonder if they're a Christian or not? Or when do we meet them, is our reasonable service something that causes them to say, if there ever was a Christian, they're Christians? What is our reasonable service? Does our reasonable service cause someone else to stop and think that there's reality about serving God? See, the Apostle Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, which is your reasonable service. So, can't do it today, don't plan to do it today, but in the future I would like to go into that some more. But he summed it all up by saying, this is your reasonable service. It's reasonable to do what I'm beseeching you to do. I just want us to think about what's reasonable and what's a reasonable service today. How does wholeheartedness correlate with reasonable service, particularly in the light of this scripture? What does it mean to be all in? Is that reasonable? Should we accept the status quo and allow it to impact our reasonable service? Or is excellence in our walk with Christ reasonable service? I'd like for us to look at Mark chapter 4 and notice a parable that Jesus, I'm not going to read the whole thing, I just want to look at two verses. He was telling the parable in Mark chapter 4, verse 8, down at the very end of the parable, he said something pretty noteworthy. Verse 8, chapter 4, "And other fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. There was different outcomes from the same bag of seed. That's the parable he sold. And his disciples come and said, "What do you mean by that story?" So in verse 20, he said, "And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word," hear the scripture, hear the inspired word, maybe at service in church, "and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. So does that mean that everybody done what was reasonable to them? It's reasonable for me to work till noon and take the afternoon off because I need to prepare for my fishing trip. It's reasonable for me to work till 3 in the afternoon because I've got other things I want to do. Or someone says, it's reasonable for me to work until the job's done. Is that what this reasonable meant? Is that what the 30, 60, and 100-fold meant? I don't think so. The Apostle Paul said, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice." Not only that, but he said holy, didn't he? "Which is your reasonable service." I believe he meant holy as in completely and holy as in godly. All right? So I found out something before Anita and I got married. There's something she can do that I can't do. I cannot take a dish rag and reach down in a quart fruit jar and wash that jar out. I can't do it because my hand won't fit down in the mouth of the jar. We were preparing to can something like green beans or something. I don't remember what it was. So I was getting a soapy dish rag, pushing it down in the bottle and taking like a knife or something and swishing it around with the knife. She said, "What are you doing that for?" And I said, "Because it's the only way I know to wash a jar." And she takes a rag, puts her hand down in there, she washes a jar and takes it out. I said, it don't work. It won't go in there. She can still do that, and I still can't. But I can hold a broom handle, and she can't turn it in my hand. There's no way she can twist that broom handle in my hand. Piece of pipe, whatever. She can't do that. All right, this is the thing I want us to get a hold of. When it comes to living for the Lord, there's going to be areas that you excel in because God gifts you in that matter. God gifts people differently. You may not start living for the Lord as a young child. You may only start when you're up in years. But we're all required, as the Apostle Paul said, to give reasonable service. And reasonable service, and we'll get into this later, another time. Reasonable service is the part where we're presenting our bodies a living sacrifice. Okay? That's what Apostle Paul said. I want us to go home with this thought. Reasonable when it comes to whether you like peanut butter or not, and whether you like cheese, or what time you ought to get up and get going in the morning, all of that stuff can take some different levels of what's reasonable to us. And you may feel like you're only a 30-fold producer and wish that you could be 100-fold. But don't allow that to keep you from being completely given to God's cause in your life. I want to be an example of the believers everywhere I go. I'd like for us to end with a couple verses in Ecclesiastes. If you know me, you know this is some of my favorite verses, Ecclesiastes chapter 9. In verses 10 and 11, it says, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there's no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest." There's no, beyond this life, my hands do no good for me. It's not going to be my works that gets me into heaven anyway, but there's nothing I can physically do beyond the grave. But he says, "Whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with thy might." That's enthusiasm, that's initiative, that's setting your heart to it. And looked at verse 11, he says, "I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all." We all come from different backgrounds. We all come from different opportunity levels. We all come to the table, hopefully, with a willingness to do reasonable service. And reasonable service is whatever my hand finds to do for the kingdom of God, when I can. You may not have the same opportunities as your brother or sister, but whatever our hand finds to do is reasonable service. Whatever God's gifting and our abilities are that God has enabled us to have, that's reasonable service. Remember what the Apostle Paul said? "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." I want to give reasonable service to my Savior. You pray for me.